We reported yesterday that Tanchamar has a new treasurer. After being appointed to the brand new position of Director of Compliance at the outset of amalgamation, former Sackville Treasurer Michael Beale is back at the helm of the town's finances. CHMA called up Tanchamar CAO Jennifer Bourne on Thursday to hear more about the decision to appoint Beale. You have made a decision on a treasurer, which is exciting news, I guess.
It absolutely is. Yeah, it's great to have, you know, one of the main positions filled. As you know, that's one of the ones that, right in the Local Governance Act, we have to have a treasurer appointed. The position is Director of Financial Services, of course, but the appointment is as a treasurer. I think anyone that's ever been in council chambers or watched one of Sackville's meetings knows that Mr. Beale is certainly the right guy for the position. The years of experience and expertise that he comes with is just, you know, outstanding. So quite pleased to carry on and advance Tanchamar with Mr. Beale at the head of the finance department.
Okay. And now before you started working with Michael Beale and, you know, started working with the whole staff, you know, you had sort of set up a structure for the municipality that had put Michael Beale in a director of compliance position, which is like a new department, I think.
Yeah. So that was certainly relying on Mike's experience and, you know, a key position within the organization. We know that increased reporting is going to come out from the province, increased regulations, that sort of thing. And he was really placed in that position based on you know, who Mr. Beale is. Like I said, he's absolutely exceptional. Could put him in any position in the organization, and he'd be able to fulfill the role because of you know, his understanding of operations and knowledge for the organization. But with that said, finance and specifically the treasurer position is his passion, I'll say. So quite pleased to have him back to his roots and where he wants to be within the organization.
It was a unanimous decision of council.
It was.
Not too much opposition or not too much concern there from council members to...
Yeah, no, a unanimous decision. Like I said, it's very clear, whether it's at the staffing level, public or council, everyone recognizes... Mike can recall numbers back to, you know, the early years of his career and what sections in an agreement something was in. So, you know, certainly the right guy for the job.
This is going to be a challenging time to be a treasurer, the new municipality. And, well, not only is there all the work of, you know, sort of setting up this new financial system, but there's going to be like rocky roads ahead in terms of taxation and that sort of thing. How much did that figure into your decision to go with Mr. Beale?
Absolutely plays into it. Like I said, the years of experience, Mike now is at 30 years in local government. So he's been through, you know, various stages, various, you know, restructures, different makeups for the organization, comes with the experience and knowledge. Every employee within the organization is going to help advance Tanchamar. But he would be, you know, kind of circled as one of the key players that will certainly aid in transition. He's an exceptional leader, you know, quite respected and adored by not only the staff of his department, but across the organization. So he's one of those key players that will, you know, as we move through transition and look at things like taxation, he's the right guy to get us there.
That's Tanchamar CAO Jennifer Bourne. Bourne says that the jury is still out on what will happen with the former position of Director of Compliance. The town is currently hiring a new communications officer, and Bourne says the plans for hiring a manager of human resources are still months away.